Welcome to episode 2613 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to the final episode, day 7 of the series we're exploring this week. All week long, you have been exploring happiness habits. And I wonder how your challenge is coming along. Every week, along with a theme that we explore all week long, using different meditation techniques every day, you also have a weekly challenge. This week, your challenge has been to do one thing every single day that makes you feel happier. So I hope that you have started to notice what works well to improve your happiness. And you might have tried some things that surprised you that didn't really make much of a difference in regards to your happiness. I imagine, as research shows, that you felt better when you shared happiness with someone else. Of course, you might be on a happiness quest to go more deeply inward, to tap into your true inner joy. So this has been a week for you to tune in to happiness. One of the best ways to be happier is to meditate consistently. And to make sure you don't miss a single episode, I invite you to subscribe to the podcast. And I'd love to hear from you. How is your meditation ritual coming along? What are you experiencing, and what would you enjoy exploring? It would be such an honor if you left a rating and review of the podcast. Those mean a lot to me, and they help me to make the podcast just right for you, the way you like it. I know that meditation is often one of the most important things you do every single day, and that's why I so enjoy creating daily meditations for you. This is a series, as most series are, by request from Angelica. I want to thank Angelica for sharing this week's Happiness Habits theme. So, as you get ready to settle yourself down, making yourself nice and comfortable as you meditate, one of the most important ways to increase your happiness is to consciously tune in to how you're feeling and what is impacting your emotions. So many days, it can seem as though we're existing on automatic without consciously reflecting on the thoughts and feelings we're having. And so if you could take a few moments to tune into how you're feeling and name your emotion. When you name your emotion, you validate your feelings, and this has a psychological impact on you. It helps you to release stress and tension. So name the emotional state you find yourself in throughout the day and begin to notice what triggers certain emotional states, what's causing you to feel certain ways, to do certain things, and to think certain thoughts. And this is what I'll guide you through today as you do a reflection meditation. So as you sit up straight and close your eyes, see what it feels like to gently elevate your eyes upward to the point between your eyebrows. This has a physiological effect on your mood. It helps to subtly shift your mood upward. Do you notice that difference? You can do this anytime throughout your day. Begin to relax your mind and body. Notice where you're holding on to any tension today. Name your emotion and reflect on what may have contributed to your current emotional state. soften your heart and begin to feel it open up to possibilities. Reflect on the kind of happiness you've been cultivating this week. Mentally affirm, all good things come to me. You may place your hands in the pran or prana mudra, where with your palms upward, you touch your thumb to your little and ring fingers, doing this with each hand. This is the mudra of confidence and wisdom. These ancient techniques can benefit you right here, right now. Now I invite you to glance back over your week and reflect on the times this week that stand out when you found it difficult to feel happier. Notice these moments without any judgment or shame. Simply notice the times when it was difficult to feel happy. Maybe you woke up in the morning with a sense of dread, or maybe there was someone you see on a regular basis that seems to zap your energy. What thoughts contributed to a sense of feeling stuck? These moments of awareness are just as important as the times this week when you experienced happiness. As you reflect back over your week, now notice the times when you felt happy. Notice what stands out the most. Reflect on just a few or even one moment of happiness that stands out to you, and consider what contributed to this feeling of happiness. Was it someone you were with? Did you instigate the happiness? Did it come from deep within you? Were you somewhere that helped you to feel joyful? Become aware of how you lived your life this week, what made you happy. Celebrate these moments and sit in stillness, absorbing these beautiful sensations of happiness, true inner joy that you are cultivating. I so enjoyed sharing this week's Happiness Habits theme with you. You are so worth slowing down for.